Paul Deleu is Director of Energy Transition Institute at Robert Gordon University, and he joins me now. Afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Paul, what do you think is causing this latest increase?
I think it's a combination. I mean, actually, the gas price has been relatively stable over the last few years. Yes, we've seen an increase over, since the Russia-Ukraine conflict, but over the last couple of years, it's been actually relatively stable. The big increase we see now in our consumer bills is actually not necessarily the wholesale gas price. It's other costs that sit in our kind of consumer bill, the network cost, the operating cost, and policy cost, which is now getting reflected in what we pay. And particularly from the 1st of October, a lot of the kind of great support, really important support for the warm home discount is now kind of spread out over everybody's bill. So it is a combination, but actually the vast majority of the increase we see now is actually non-wholesale costs, nothing to do with the gas markets, it's to do with other policy elements which are all reflecting our bills.
Right, so it's nothing to do with, as it's seen in the past, the effect of the war in Ukraine or indeed the war in the Middle East.
No, I mean, gas prices have been going up even before the war in Ukraine, so it's already going up in the late 2021. Actually, kind of the level we are now is not dissimilar from where we were kind of this time 4 years ago, just before the war actually happened. But what we see happening, there is a fundamental issue happening in gas because we see the world dynamics shifting. We see India and China, under weakening economic circumstances, kind of using less, but Europe is using a lot more because they can't get access to Russian gas, so they're using a lot of import from liquefied natural gas coming to Europe, which is kind of shifting the market around. But the prices, certainly in the last year, have been relatively stable.
And of course, as we come into October, we're coming towards the winter period, which is when, you know, everyone's usage goes up.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the big volatility cycle, and we don't know what's going to happen. If we see things like an early and extended cold snap early on, we see a low wind day, so we don't generate electricity using wind. We see a disruption to other supply. We can see quite a bit of volatility in the market when we see the previous winters. But if it's going to be a very benign winter, we still have kind of plenty of offshore wind generation. Again, we might see kind of a relatively soft market. So it is very difficult to forecast what is going to happen and how it's going to play out. But the world is already changing. If we look right now, at this point in time, over 80% of our electricity in the country comes from renewable sources, that's wind, solar, and from nuclear. So there is already a massive shift happening in how we generate electricity, and that's only going to go one way. We're going to see more renewables coming into the portfolio. So irrespective of what's playing out, we see the market more stabilizing because of the increasing component of renewables in our energy mix.
And in the past, you know, the UK government has said that prices go up because of the volatility in the gas markets, and we need to be less dependent on that. From what you're saying, it sounds like that's already happening, but yet we're not seeing the price coming down.
Yeah, it is shifting. And the one thing that's happening is the market dynamics in the UK. Gas sets the marginal price of electricity. So even if we generate all the electricity from solar, from wind, the marginal price, the price we in the end see in our bills, is still set by the kind of how much the last bit of electricity generated, but still comes from gas. So it is both the mixture of what we use in our electricity mix, the more renewables, the better it is, but also the pricing mechanism. And that is a choice we have to make, is how do we allocate the price to the consumer? And a lot of the cost we shouldn't forget we actually pay is nothing to do with the wholesale market. It's to do with the operating cost, policy cost, network cost, the cost of actually making it all happen. And that is a very large, maybe more than 50% component, certainly, of our gas bill at the moment.
And, you know, we know that, you know, in the future, an awful lot more work and refurbishment is required for things like the national grid itself. Does all of that then feed into higher prices for consumers?
Yeah, somebody has to pay for it. So basically, if we're going to shift from what is gas power generation, so we have a number of gas-fired power stations to generate the electricity, to wind power and solar power, the cost of the solar, the installation, and the cost of wind, plus the grid, the network, the storage, everything kind of has to be paid for. And it only can be paid for by the consumer, so it all will be reflected in our bills. So that is why the big changeover happens, and that is going to cost us. And we already see it happening from the 1st of January. We'll have a nuclear component for the new nuclear stations coming in our bills. That is the reality of energy transition. Somebody has to pay for that kind of change, what is taking place.
Interesting. Thanks very much for joining me this lunchtime. Dr. Paul Deleu, he's Director of the Energy Transition Institute at Robert Gordon University.